And number 88 made the hit, Dan Rick, for the USA Patriots. But the referee is taking his time, or somebody call a timeout.
No, it looks like it actually does look like a timeout. 44-yard pass there to Haney. We'll be back right after this in Cass City.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Here in Cass City, things all of a sudden starting to pick up a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, they went to the air and they got a nice block as the number 89, who was the receiver on that one?
Number 89, Corey Haney.
And he came all the way across the field, got a nice block from the halfback over here. I'm not sure who it was. And Gall way down to the 11-yard line here. So
left slant all the way to the right sideline and back into the middle. Nickel under center, back to pass again to the far left side. Looks like it was intended for number 22. Couldn't quite grab it there. Excuse me, that is number 22.
Yeah.
Number 22, Brendan Ricker.
He overthrew him on that one, and if he would have threw it to the receiver, he actually would have thrown to the defensive halfback on that one.
Indeed.
So it's going to bring up a second down here.
Incomplete pass, second and 10 for the Cass City Redhawks on their own 11-yard line. So they can move the chains one more time before it's first and goal, but right now 15 seconds left in the first half here. Second and 10 on USA's 11-yard line is Cass City offense. Nickel hands it off to number 7, the fullback, and he's in too. Very close. He's in for the touchdown. Number 7, Nick Cappin, touchdown, Cass City.
Well, they got a high snap, which sort of helped there on that one, and he was able to hand it off to the halfback, and he went right up the gut and scored and tacked on 6 more here for the Hawks.
Cappin comes in for the score there, tacking on 6 more for the Redhawks. 13-6 now, Cass City over USA. USA suddenly looks a little more tired.
The U.S., but I'll tell you what, the Redhawks have a little giddy-up in their giddy-up, like they were going to Kodiak Radiator and Air Conditioning.
And they're going for the one-point conversion, point after. No good. Had a little bit of a tip there. The whole line collapsed. We'll be back right after this. 8 seconds left in the first half. Cass City scores again, 13-6 over USA.
Are you having vehicle troubles and want the repairs completed by someone you can trust? Muffler Man Auto Repair of Bad Axe is your full-service auto repair of the Thumb. Their goal is to provide top-quality, affordable vehicle repair to the customers with no hustle or hassle, no gimmicks or tricks, just fast, honest service. Muffler Man Auto Repair of Bad Axe is the perfect choice for customers who want to be sure they are given fair prices and superior service. From brakes, shocks, to muffler service, Muffler Man Auto Repair in Downtown Bad Axe does it all. To schedule your next vehicle repair, call Muffler Man Auto Repair of Bad Axe at 269-9741.
And we're back here in Cass City. Cass City scoring right before the end of the half, 13-6 over USA with 8 seconds left in the first half. Cass City coming out with a lot of strong offense in a little, very short little time.
Well, it took USA by surprise, and like you said, they have their hands on their hip, and of course they don't have a lot of players to bring in to replace some of them, and so they've been out there playing defense a little longer than they're used to.
And it was all USA until Cass City got on the board just 2 minutes and 16 seconds ago. 2:24, Cass City got on the board the first time. Now it's 13-6 over USA with 8 seconds left in the half. This kickoff gets to about the 20-yard line where McKay Jones picks it up, and he's down at the 25-yard line. Not much there for USA, where they're going to start with at the 25-yard line of their own territory with 4 seconds left in the first half. We'll see if they'll actually take this one or they're just going to kneel.
I think they'll air it out. Brandon Perzanowski made the hit on that one.
Perzanowski.
Yeah, he said I did okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He's just being nice.
Yeah, no, he's being good.
13-6, Cass City over USA thus far. 4 seconds left before halftime here in Cass City.
Well, Cass City got a flag here somehow. Clark, I'm not sure. But it looks like it's going to back up USA on this one. So if they do take it, I would definitely take a knee and go in at halftime and try to regroup. Wouldn't you guess?
Everyone agreeing here.
Yes, okay. The one girl, I don't know. She just, I guess so.
She just agrees to everything, it looks like.
Yeah. And must be the senior of the group. You're all
They're
seniors?
All seniors.
Oh, those two.
Well, Ron talking to our halftime guest here as USA comes out with two men in the backfield, two out to the left and one to the right. USA for 4 seconds going left to right across your radio. USA going for it. Beachy passes to number 28, hits him in the hip. That's intended for Harper. Incomplete. 0.5 seconds left in this first half.
That surprised me there that they were going for a passing play because they're only down by seven, and they're going to go and try to go for it there, and they could have come up with an INT real quick because he threw that behind the receiver.
And a little miscommunication there. Hit him in the left hip as he's coming across on a right slant.
Yep.
So, same formation for USA. Two men in the backfield, two to the left, one to the right. USA going left to right across the radio. Beachy under center. Man in motion, two to the right now as well. One man in the backfield. Beachy going out to pass. Gets a little pressure, and he's brought down at the five-yard line. A sack to end the first half.
Number, I think it's 89 for the Red Hawks. That being Corey Haney that made the sack.
So that ends the first half there with a minus two for Beachy on the keeper. We're going to be back right after this. It is Cass City leading 13-6 over the USA Patriots at halftime in Cass City. We'll be back with our halftime show right after this.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
We're back here at our venue in Cass City. This is our halftime show brought to you by Cruise 102.1 FM. We're going to have our stats by our own Clark Ramsey. Go ahead, Clark.
That's right. As the Cass City Marching Band is on the field, all 50 strong out there with 13 and a half minutes left before the second half kicks off. It is Cass City 13, USA 6. On the floor, USA has 106 rushing with 23 carries, 82 through the air on 6 attempts, and for a total of 188 yards. McKay Jones has 16 yards rushing. Tim Zub doing most of the rushing, 10 carries for 60 yards, an average of 6. And Brandon Harper, 32 yards on 7 attempts. Jake Beachy on the last sack there, minus 2. So, right now, Jake Beachy passing, 6 attempts for 82 yards. Receiving, number 22, Ryan Nitz. Number 16, McKay Jones, 11 yards. And number 88, Dan Rick for 68 yards on a 48 bomb and a 20-yard reception. On the Cass City side, 96 yards on the floor for 19 attempts. Passing 44 on 3 attempts and for a total of 140 yards.